Oh, before I forget,
if someone asks if you want your Quarter Pounder's cheese on top of the patty or right below it, your answer is yes. The hottest, juiciest Quarter Pounder yet. It's perfect. Made perfecter. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Welcome to Why Does Love Hurt So Good? With your host, Andre Pearson.
Hey everyone, I'm Andre Pearson. Welcome to my podcast, Why Does Love Hurt So Good? Today I have a great matchmaker I want you to talk to and get to know her real well. Her name is Chi Love. Chi Love, how are you doing today?
I am fantastic. Thank you so much for having me, Andre.
It is wonderful to have a matchmaker who understands love because, you know, I'm in the relationship business as well. And it's like talking to someone who understands the love language, this is going to be a good interview. Let me start out by having you tell the America listening a little bit about yourself and what your services do.
Okay. So hello, everyone. Again, my name is Chi Love. I am a certified matchmaker and dating specialist based out of the U.S. I do work with singles nationwide, ages 28 to 68, as long as you are marriage minded and looking for something real. Okay. Monogamous, too. Entanglement free as well. Got to say that respectfully. But my goal is to introduce you to someone that you can see yourself saying, I do too. That's always the goal. I love what I do. So as long as you are ready, I'm ready to assist you.
That's good because, you know, there's a lot of people out here right now. We're going into the season part of the year where loneliness is a thing in people's households and they get a little lonely and they want to find somebody important. And with the COVID happening right now, meeting and dating someone seems to be like a little task. Talking to someone that can help them facilitate their situation can always help. So let me just ask you this question because I know you've been asked this a thousand times. What made you get into this matchmaking thing?
Yeah. So I love this question. I think it's real. My passion lies behind heartache, right? I experienced some heartache and I stopped believing in love for a little bit. And then I started wondering, like, how many other people have been here before and just wanted to give up? Maybe after a bad marriage, now in a divorce, or maybe a relationship that got really toxic. There are a lot of people that believed in love once and then kind of let it go. So I wanted to restore hope and faith in many hearts that have lost it. So after getting my heart broken and taking the time to heal, I decided to really dive into matchmaking. Also, I saw this movie called Hitch with Will Smith, and that inspired me too, because it was hilarious. And I was like, I can do that. I do that now. Why not create a career of it? So I never looked back. It's been great.
That's a great thing, because I know I like that movie. That's a really good movie. Now, you and I do the relationship field, and I get a lot of questions like this all the time. And you probably get the same question. People always want to know, is this like personal for you, or has this come from things that you had in your life happen to you? How did you really fall into understanding the people that you're dealing with in this area?
Yeah, that's a great question, too. I ask questions, right? Some of it was personal experience because I love love. I've always loved love. But after heartache, I was kind of on the brink of, I'll never love again. I'm just going to do me and protect myself, you know? But then I was like, that's not the state I want to be in, right? And after healing and discovering this amazing relationship, literally the best relationship I've ever been in my life, one that I manifested, I'm living today, right? So I always tell people, you have two choices. You can either let your pain define you and just kind of like give up completely, or you can turn that pain into power, right? And you make the definition of what love looks like for your life. Don't blame it on what you saw with your parents. Oh, well, my parents didn't stay together, so that just me. No, no. Or my ex said, or my, no, none of that matters. All that matters is you. Like, you have to understand that although that was hard, that was difficult, that was just a part of your journey. You can learn to love again and it can be found again, but you have to manifest it and believe that it can happen.
I've had this happen to me in one-on-one consultations with men and women, and you probably had the same experience. So in the matchmaking thing, the people that's more receptive to this, for me, from what I've seen, is our women. A lot of men find it very difficult to sit in front of another woman and talk to them that they're not involved with, their feelings and what they're looking for and things of that nature, without sounding kind of crazy. So in your experience, do you feel that it's kind of hard for men to talk to women to about, matchmaking, or is it, it's just an ego thing for men to not even do?
Whew, load of question. So yes. And no, I do think that the men that are really dating with intention and they just don't have the time or the patience because maybe they're busy with their careers or they have a lot going on, whatever the case may be, I feel like they'll be open enough to talk to the right matchmaker that's the right fit for them. But I do feel that a lot of times ego and pride does get in the way. And I want to make sure that men know that I am on their side. I just want to see you happy and flourishing. And this is not to say that you need help, like you have issues getting women, because a lot of men are like, oh, I don't have any issues. I get women all the time. But is she the right woman? Can you see yourself saying I do to her? Do you want or envision her as a wife in the future? Oh, well, I don't know if she's that type. Okay, well, then let me assist you in that realm. Right. So I feel like the men that are able to put their pride aside and just have a conversation with me, have a consultation and see what I can provide for them. I think those men are the ones that are worth what I do. Like they're worth having the experience with. They're worth going through the back and forth and like trying to let them know that I'm here to help you. I'm not judging you now. I'm not judging you. But a lot of men just think, oh, it's not about me having an issue getting women. I'm like, no, that I'm sure that's not an issue. However, the right one. Right. Let me help you with your picker, your selector.
Well, that's good because that helps a lot, because I tend to hear stories that say when men talk to me about different things, they always start out with this is for their friend. I got a guy friend. He's this, that, the other. And I'm talking with my friend. And within that next 30 minutes of the consultation, I find out that this is really about you, which I knew from the beginning. But you finally get around to telling me, you know, we're like similar. And, you know, so what would you advise him to do? Kind of to, because they don't want to let me know that women do break men's heart and they do get their heart broken and they do have pain and they feel it, but they're not in this society told to show it. Mm-hmm. And it makes it harder for them to communicate in that love language for men and women during a matchmaking situation, because they don't think that you know them that well, or you're a woman or I'm a man. But it all works itself out when you sit down and have a real good conversation with them, because you find out that they need what it is you're talking about. They want what you're talking about. It's just the access of you coming with the right conversation to make them more comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to hear more about how the process works. You are listening to Andre Pearson here on Why Does Love Hurt So Good podcast. We're going to come back and ask Ms. Chi Love how this whole thing works. See you in a little bit.
Have your relationship problems become your new norm? Are you still hoping that your problems will work themselves out? Does it feel sometimes that you are in a relationship by yourself? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then help is here. Andre Pearson is a relationship coach with over 20 years of experience, helping people like you feel better with a new perspective on life. Imagine talking to someone who understands what you're going through. Get started with your free 15-minute consultation and schedule your one-on-one session today, because you deserve answers. You're listening to Why Does Love Hurt So Good? With Andre. Now back to the show.
We are back. I am speaking to the matchmaker, Ms. Chi Love. I'm Andre Pearson. This is Why Does Love Hurt So Good podcast. And before the break, I wanted to find out, because I know men like me want to know this answer. Ms. Chi Love, how does the process work as you put matchmakers together? How does it work?
Yes, great question. So it first starts off with them sending me a copy of their love language results. I don't care how long ago you did it. I want to know today, right now, where are you? And the reason why I have them do the love language test first is because it's important for me as their matchmaker to know how they give love and how they want to receive love in return. Finding out their love languages can open up a whole conversation about who they are today and what they truly need in a relationship. So that's first things first. After that, they're going to schedule a consultation with me. This will only be done on video. I want to see your face. I want to have an honest, open, vulnerable conversation with you. I want you to feel safe and comfortable when we have our conversation. You have to make sure you're in a space and at a time where we could talk about everything. You can let your guard down without any judgment or any fear of someone overhearing you. So I always tell people, when you schedule this consultation, make sure you're going to be alone or in a space where you can talk openly and freely. The questions vary from, what did your last relationship teach you? To what are you looking for in a partner, both physically, mentally, emotionally, to children and politics, even pets. We talk about everything. Yeah, my goal is to match you with someone that you're really, really compatible with and can see a future with, right? So the more open and honest you are, the better the conversation will be and the easier it'll be for me to find you a match, depending on what your criteria is now. Some people criteria is like, eh. But I love what I do. And the consultation I've heard has been a really, really great experience for everyone who have taken the chance to speak with me.
I really do appreciate that answer. Like I tell most people, this is a situation where you have to really have a conversation with someone to really understand what it is they want, what are their desires, and what they're looking for. And I know you're the perfect person to talk to them about that situation. One more question for you before you go today. In your matchmaking field, Do you find that there's an age range that you deal more with, or is there anyone you can just kind of do your thing with?
Yeah. So generally speaking, 40s and 50s, that is my primary clientele in terms of people that book me. I do work with singles as young as 28. My oldest database member is 74. Bless his heart. Great guy. So I do work with a wide range of singles, but I do find that the 40 to 50 year old crowd is what or gravitates towards me. And I love those conversations because a lot of them were either too busy with their career to actually take their love life seriously. Now they're like, I really want someone to celebrate my achievements with, or they're widowed or divorced and they're ready to step out there again, but they don't really want to do the work because the dating scene has changed so much since their last relationship or marriage. So that's where I come in. I will say though, I'm a very honest and direct matchmaker. I'm a one woman show. I always encourage my clients to have patience and be as honest as possible and just trust the process. So if you want someone who's going to be really direct, open, and honest with you and can tell you everything, everything as it pertains to you finding that one, I'd love to be that matchmaker for you. I'm not your average matchmaker now, though. So we're going to talk about some intimate things, but it's only going to help in the long run.
That's a good thing. Now, I know you are a busy woman now, but you're about to be busier with this time of the year. And I know a lot of people want to reach out to you and talk to you about using your services. Tell everyone right now how they can get in contact with you on all your social media platforms and everything else, because they need to talk to you.
Yeah. All right. So for anyone who's interested, go to my website. That's why I encourage you to start. It is www.n as in Nancy, Y as in Yankee, A as in Apple, loveanddating.com. N-Y-A. loveanddating.com. I'm based out of Seattle. I'm not based out of New York. The NY stands for not your average.
Okay.
Yes, that's my website. And if you want to follow me on social media, you're more than welcome to. Please do. You can reach me on all handles, NYA love by chi. And that's C-H-I. So NYA love by chi, B-Y-C-H-I. And that's on Twitter, on Instagram and Clubhouse. So you can feel free to follow me on those platforms as well. Also TikTok. It's also my TikTok handle. Okay. I would love to engage with you and connect with you. Just come ready for a real conversation.
Well, that's a good information, because I know a lot of people in this technology age will reach out through their phone and through social media to talk to people about different things. And I know someone like yourself in the area in which you live in, because I used to live there in Seattle as well, they're always looking for someone to talk to them about things, get them involved in things, and kind of like be the bridge between them and the perfect person. Now, yeah, of course, I know you're not going to promise everybody you're going to find them someone to marry by Friday, but I feel, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, I feel that you're going to do your very best to put the people that mean to be together, should be together, together. But I want to thank you so much again, Ms. Chi Love. And once again, tell everybody again how they can reach out to you, because again, this is the time to do it. People will be reaching out to you sooner than later.
I agree. So again, my website is www.nyaloveanddating.com. That's nyaloveanddating.com. Not your average is what it stands for. You can follow me on all social media platforms. And that's Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Clubhouse at NYA Love by Chi. For those of you that are more old school and prefer to shoot me an email, nyalovebychi@gmail.com. Again, nyalovebychi@gmail.com. If you want to get straight to the point, I do have a phone number specifically for clients and people that are interested in joining my services. That is 206-455-4574. Feel free to text me at any time before calling, because I may be in a consultation.
Now, you know, before I get you out, I got to ask one more thing for those listeners like myself. So do you have any specials for anybody that want to take your service up right now?
I do. So I do have three packages that I offer for the bronze, silver, and gold for matchmaking. And we'll go over that during the consultation. However, if none of those seem to fit your fancy, or you just kind of want to try it out, you can join my database. And I have 50% offer right now for the next month up until Halloween. Cool. For 50% off my database. It's an exclusive database. I'll explain how everything works in full detail after the consultation. So you can ask me any questions at that time, but I am offering 50% off my database. So it's a great thing to get in there. And possibly
there you go. See, men gotta hear things like that to understand. Well, everyone that's checking it out today, be sure to check us out on both the YouTube channel and the podcast as well. I have been talking to and have the pleasure to talk to the matchmaker of Seattle, Washington, y'all. Talk to me now. This is Andre Pearson. You've been listening to Why Does Love Hurt So Good podcast. Be sure to join us again next week, and I will get this young lady back on my show again because she's hot. Talk to you guys later.
Bye.